Fear Not Promise Book, For I Am With You Always, by Max Licato. This book is read by Ben Holland. Fear not, God is with you. The Lord spoke His word to Abram in a vision. Abram, don't be afraid. I will defend you, and I will give you a great reward. Genesis 15:1, New Century Version. Jesus said to them, Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Luke 24:38-39. Joseph of Arimathea came, a prominent member of the council who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, and he gathered up courage and went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Mark 15:43, New American Standard Bible. When fear shapes our lives, safety becomes our God. When safety becomes our God, we worship the risk-free life. Can the safety lover do anything great? Can the risk-averse accomplish noble deeds? For God? For others? No. The fear-filled cannot love deeply. Love is risky. They cannot give to the poor. Benevolence has no guarantee of return. The fear-filled cannot dream wildly. What if their dreams sputter and fall from the sky? The worship of safety emasculates greatness. No wonder Jesus wages such a war against fear. Fearless. Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forget you. Deuteronomy 31:6, New Century Version. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Christ cautions us against taking up membership in the fraternity of woe be me. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. Matthew 6:25, Amplified Bible. Jesus doesn't condemn legitimate concern for responsibilities, but rather the continuous mindset that dismisses God's presence. Destructive anxiety subtracts God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?